Now we'll head north to San Francisco, where kids are in shorter supply. They make up just over 13% of the total population. The city lacks something else. Housing. Last year's census numbers put the San Francisco area at 3.2% vacancy rate for rentals. That's the lowest of the largest 75 metropolitan areas in the country. Given the high demand for living space in San Francisco, it may be hard to believe that any apartment is sitting around empty. Well, Stephen Trull noticed that there was a unit in his building in the Lower Haight neighborhood that wasn't being used for much, and a unique poetry reading space was born. It's called 851 The Squat, and Stephen Trull plays the host under his pen name Janie Smith. KALW's Penina Eilberg-Schwartz takes us there.
The whole 851 The Squat experience starts a couple floors down at apartment number 849. That's where Janie Smith lives.
Well, you know, we all gathered downstairs at first because it'd be crazy to just have people wandering all over the place. It really would. We'd get in a ton of trouble. We've already had the cops come out here twice, and the neighbors hate us. So we all gather in 849. Everyone gets to know each other, hopefully by name. I try to be a good host. And then at a certain moment, it's time to go upstairs.
Before that moment comes, I meet Katie Tandy. Like me, she's a first-timer. She had heard that there would be
a lot of candles, rumors of, like, spontaneous lovemaking, things of this nature. Supposedly, it's like a dilapidated situation. They're, like, under the radar. I don't know. But how far under the radar can anyone fly these days? I'm always sort of dubious of that. But I hope it's true, because it makes it more exciting.
It's a little like an actual underground reading, as opposed to sort of a sanctioned, you know, wine and cheese and pickle on a toothpick kind of reading.
That's Eric Raymond, an author who has read at 851 before. When I ask him what to expect, he doesn't say anything about spontaneous lovemaking, but he does confirm that this is a unique reading in the city.
It's not a stuffy reading. People are free to, you know, sort of talk back to the reader, and the reader, you know, comes to entertain, and it's, you know, people are respectful, but it's, you know, it's a little looser.
851 The Squat is clearly more than just an alternative to stuffy readings. There's a certain magical element to it. It starts the moment you enter a stranger's apartment and are welcomed like a close friend. But it really kicks in when Janie Smith gives his instructions for the night.
What we need to do is this. We need to get upstairs, because that's where the reading's going to be had. I know some of you are familiar with this, so you know the procedure. Others of you, I see a lot of new faces. So this is what we need to do. We need to be as quiet as you are now. What we will do is proceed to follow me, and we will work our way up quietly. I mean quietly.
All 60 or so of us tiptoe up the stairs. We quietly shuffle past other apartments where people are talking, having dinner, and playing music. Later, Smith would tell me why the space we're climbing up to is so special.
I mean, there's no power or electricity. You know, there's rats, there's needles. You know, there's a stage made of dirt and debris. You know, the windows are broken. There's no place to sit. You know, it's filthy and disgusting. And people go up there and they love it.
Upstairs, everyone stops whispering and slowly sits on the rough wood floor. There are candles all over the room to light up the space. Looking around, people seem pretty enchanted. I find a spot to sit, in front of a pile of dust that functions as the stage. And finally, the reading begins.
Please give a warm welcome to Oakland poet Derek Fenner.
Tonight, Derek Fenner reads from his newest book, called I No Longer Believe in the Northern Lights, A Love Letter to Sarah Palin.
Give me a little oil, Sarah.
As Fenner walks to the front of the room, he sprinkles some kind of sacred-looking oil on the floor around the dirt stage, where he comes to stand still.
My dear Sarah Palin, when we are truly devoted to government, it leaves no time to serve God. They think you lost when it was never your intention to run into the ruin that is 2012. I'm wondering how things stand up in your neck of the country.
Fenner delivers his ironic love letter with a completely straight face.
My life is a wreck from trying to reproduce the drama that's within me. The only thing that can save us from peak oil is you. Drill, baby, drill. The mantra of all paradigm shifts. Anywho, I'm just writing to say I'm going rogue.
Derek Fenner's irreverence and ritual seem to completely capture the vibe of this place. You can't help but get caught up in it. It turns out this all started in December of 2011, when Janie Smith's friend suggested they do a reading together. Smith didn't know of any place where he'd want to read, so he decided to host something. He remembered there was this empty space upstairs and decided to use it. Another friend of his helped him clean it up a bit.
The dirt stage is a result of us cleaning. That's all the stuff we swept up.
And there's this whole story behind how he managed to get inside this empty unit. It involves a contractor who was hired to do some work that was never finished because the landlord couldn't afford to pay for it. So when Smith asked the contractor for a key, he gave it to him. Smith says pending lawsuits are keeping the landlord from renting the apartment. So
it's just there. And so we're using it to do stuff, you know?
The illegality and mysteriousness of this space seem to draw people to the readings. Eric Raymond, the author I spoke with earlier, wonders whether the mystery isn't a little bit constructed.
You know, having to duck down, having to hide out, somebody calling the fire department or whatever about it. So I don't know if that's true or if that's part of the story. I don't really care. I like that part of it a lot, actually.
The people coming to 851 aren't activists, at least not in the Occupy movement sense. But there's definitely a stick-it-to-the-man kind of feel to the whole thing. Maybe this reading series here in a gutted squat on prime real estate feels like a small act of resistance, especially for this diverse group of writers. Again, here's Janie Smith.
There's like the San Francisco State scene, and then there's like, you know, the sort of Oakland, you know, anarchist revolutionary poetry scene. You know, then there's like, you know, the Mills College people. And then there's a lot of like not legit, but people writing who are like, you know, who are on like major presses, who are living here and there's no like one place for them.
Other readings, Smith says, are kind of exclusive. He calls them snotty and conservative.
It's true. They just are, you know, and they seek to sort of like recreate the conservatism of like, you know, the salons, you know, the late 19th century. And that's great that they're making the effort to like forward a certain kind of literature. But, you know, it's the literature of the posh, you know, and we're the literature of the poor and the ugly.
Okay, so maybe the real act of resistance here is creating a space for that kind of literature, wherever it can be carved out. The rats, syringes, and candlelight, those are just the perks. I'm Penina Eilberg-Schwartz for Cross Currents.